I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. I see that Tim Mayer over at Shoreliner Striping is checking out the show on Instagram. What a legendary person he is. Every time I mention Tim Mayer to people who know him, like I was walking around the bowels of Van Andel Arena before one of the latest hockey games, and one of the AHL bigwigs for scouting the officials. Like, they basically have a couple people that keep an eye on the refs. And Timmy is like one of the bigwigs in that group. And I see this guy and I go, hey, I always bring up conversation, you know, start the conversation with these folks. And, you know, I'm walking to go grab a new po. And, I go, yeah, well, he introduces himself. I go, you know, Timmy Mayer. He goes, oh, my God, Timmy Mayer. He's just, everybody loves this guy. All right. Welcome. And Timmy Mayer and I are teaming up, in fact. I have my the guy named Brandon from the Griffins who's coming up with the design for the first ever Eric Zane Show podcast, stale beer and cold wings defectors T-shirt. I'm going with the reference of stale beer and cold wings to avoid copyright infringement. Back in the day, I worked very hard to make sure that my old show was trademarked. I sought out and hired an attorney by the name of Dennis Helms. And at the time when I was building that show, it was important to me that we had a trademark on our name. So hired this guy, walked him through everything that we want, and we had that copyrighted. So if you look at their logo, there's a little TM on it. That's mine. I did that. And in fact, there was a show in San Antonio that actually called themselves Free Beer and Hot Wings, and we got them to change their name because of copyright infringement. I don't know why. It must have just been like parallel thinking or something like that. It was a pretty stupid move, in my opinion. But anyway, so I don't want to, I mean, that would be ugly. That would be very embarrassing if I got another cease and desist. This would be my, that would be my fourth all time for that. So the T-shirt will say stale beer and cold wings. And then, you know how like there's a you'd have a stamp like canceled or paid or denied in red letters like a stamp? It'll say defector across the shirt with my logo at the bottom. Stale beer and cold wings, defector. Eric Zane Show podcast. And then on the back, an enormous Shoreliner's Striping logo. Shmoo Money says hot beer and cold wings. Now I'm going with stale beer. It's already over there. It's being created right now as we speak. In the background of the show, as it appears live, the video component. Looks like Darla and O'Neill are nuzzling up next to each other. Bruce over there too. One of the one of the outstanding things you can get when you look at the live show. O'Neill's eyes are open, but he's definitely sleeping there. I will announce to you when the shirts go live. I imagine they'll be about $16 in my merch store. However, T Public, who makes the shirt one at a time for each of you, custom, they will charge you like $5 or $6 to deliver it to your house. I think that's how they get you. So, teaming up with Timmy Mayer from Shoreliner Striping to bring that to you. Thank you to Timmy. As I sit here in the Impact Power Sports studio, ImpactPowerSportsMI.com, I have really let myself go since we were doing the Fat-a-thon. And I think yesterday, at 8 a.m., the giant salad bowl size bowl of peanut butter crunch, I think it was my tipping point. That was my rock bottom. I mean, that bowl, if it was full of salad, could have fed like the entire extended family. And I had it full of peanut butter crunch. And my system hasn't been the same since. Fast forward to podcast class yesterday. Stevie says, at this point, you'd better throw in the towel and start again on 1-1. Jeremy says, soon you're going to be fatter than I am right now. Weighed in at 192.6 this morning. Get your shit together. I would say we're neck and neck. So yesterday at podcast class, we were doing a lot of discussion about video podcasting. And so this camera was on me. And it doesn't help that I slouch when I sit. You know, my back is all rounded, but the amount of, it was a side view, and that is the most unflattering camera angle for me. The amount of blubber and nussy, okay? You notice that sometimes I'll like lower my mic here. You know why? I mean, in addition to that's the best spot for it for sound. That also covers up my nussy. So, like, if I wore a tie, I would have this thing going on. I can't even do it. But anyway, so the bottom of my chin to my Adam's apple, it has a big ball of fat. It's like my neck giblets. Not good. And so I'm looking at myself during, I'm, you know, teaching whatever to the class. And I go, I'm like, look, what a fat ass. What a blubbery dick. So I'm like, all right. Okay. It's been a bad day. You know, this realization and polishing off 2/3 of a box of peanut butter crunch. I have got to get my shit in order now. So here I am. One of the best things that anyone can do is speak of it like I'm doing right now. Jeremy says, fat tub of lard, good. You can brag about losing a bunch of weight. So I know what to do. I have all the, I've done this before. I have all the knowledge. I just didn't want to do it. And oh my God. Ever since we quit Fat-a-thon, ever since Jeremy was successful and we said, all right, see you later. I've just been blowing out the food. So I probably need to get on the wagon. So, I mean, I am on the wagon right now. There's no other, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Megan with the comment, quote, Jeremy's too good at fat-a-thon. We'll just keep eating. Oh. All right. So, today is a new day, and I actually felt, it actually kept me up at night, last night. Kept me up last night is what I meant to say. I woke up and I was like, oh, God, you know, you've got to do this. And it isn't so much about the, it is about the looks. I don't like looking like a fat ass. But I cannot become diabetic. That is the one thing. That is the one thing my kidney doctor told me it cannot happen. And if I don't get this in check, I could become diabetic. And that is an unbelievable strain on the kidneys. And when you only have one, that could lead to kidney failure. We just cannot have that. We got a suggestion. Can you turn the camera a little so we can see the dogs better, please? You know, your wish is my command. I mean, who am I to get in the way of that? There you go, my dear. So you can look at cute dogs and hear me talk about how I'm trying to keep myself from dying. Again, O'Neill, eyes open, but he is sleeping. 100% asleep. Happens all the time. It's kind of creepy. His ear is 100% sticking out. All right, so I feel terrible about being such a dick, but okay, today's a new day. We don't look at the past, we look at the future. We, you know... Oh, what is this? What is the saying? Don't look at the past. It'll make you sad. Don't look at the future. It'll make you anxious. Scott says that his daughter sleeps with her eyes open. It's creepy. Bread Bowl Brain Chris, remember when we were promised puppy cam? Well, that was 7 years ago. And last week I said that it's in the works. It will be, it's on the way, and here it is. I'm still in the process of showing it to you. Okay? We haven't gotten that far yet. Puppy cam is coming. But, I mean, that's kind of good that we have, I mean, it's kind of there, right? How much more do you need to see? We have, the dogs are on camera. Megan says puppy cam sponsored by Bark. I don't know what that is. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, really? I must have missed that update. That's awesome. Stevie says, oh my God, it's a Thanksgiving miracle. We could get Chewy to sponsor the puppy cam. Outstanding. Okay. So yesterday... It was kind of a milestone because that was the final lecture that we had at podcasting school. And things went great. The students are still doing an amazing job. I would never say anything negative because I don't want to get my ass kicked. And I don't have anything negative to say about the students. They're all fantastic. Donut Dan says the easy toilet cam sponsored by the Dirty Donut, LOL. I would like to take this time to mention the great food giveaway. In case you don't know, we are raising money. We are passing the virtual hat to raise money to buy 225 Christmas meals to be given away Tuesday, December 23rd. Each meal will have a Christmas ham, potatoes, gravy, cans of corn, rolls for dinner, and a pie for dessert. Absolutely free, no questions asked. We'll be in front of Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV on Tuesday, December 23rd, starting at 3 p.m., starting to give the food away at 3 p.m., so cars will line up, they'll pull up. We will put pet food in the car first, free, from Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance. We will have 225 bags of apples from Gunner, and the Grizzly Boys, courtesy of Nyblad Orchards, and 225 of the boxes of food, all paid for by the virtual passing of the hat by you, the audience. If you would like to contribute, this is how you do this. And I know what you're thinking right now. Oh, that's good. Somebody else is going to do it. The food is going to cost north of $4,000. Right now, we have about $700 raised. So we are not 25% of the way there. And that money has been raised by 10 audience members. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In fact, I don't give away the dollar amounts contributed, but I do mention who on the Great Food Giveaway. They are Rebecca, Laura in Jersey, Stevie, Runner Girl Amy, Black Belt Nick, Megan from Irvine's, Maureen, Linda, Murder Lover Linda, Daniel, and Ben Glaze. Thank you to the 10 of you. You are so fantastic. Make that 11, as Josh has just sent a donation. Thank you, my friend Josh. All of our friend Josh. If you would like to contribute, you can do it via Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal. And that is how we do it. In addition, we are also giving away plenty of feminine hygiene products for those in need. And there is a Amazon wish list that we have. I'm going to check the tote board on that, but here you go. This is the link for the Amazon wish list. As of right now, we're still steady. If you could go here and buy a box or a package or two of these products for ladies, because as you know, they are, well, they're kind of taxed on a biological function. So, you know, especially, it sucks for every lady, but especially if you're kind of in a rough spot. Some of these folks are deciding eat or take care of something like this. So Team Pink at the Great Food Giveaway will be going to the vehicles and giving these products away. We have a wide assortment of them. The Panaliners, do I say panty liners or Panaliners? Panty liners / pantaliners are only $1.86. For a box of 40. I think you would use panty liner. Like, I think if you're at like the tail end of a period, right? Or do you use those in conjunction with a tampon? I don't know. I'm trying to learn these things as we go. I know it sounds weird to talk about it, but quit being an idiot. And grow up. We're destigmatizing something that these poor ladies go through. There's also the Amazon Basics thick maxi pads with wings for periods. Yeah, some ladies go with that. because they don't like the idea of something going like in there, because I think that can cause toxic shock syndrome, especially if you're a moron who leaves it up there for like 10 weeks. That actually does happen. There are women who make that mistake. However, it has been proven scientifically that the only woman that would have that issue would be one that is stupid. Amazon Basics menstrual pads for women with flex wings, long length. So I think that's for like an extra long vagina. Those are just $378 a box. Dirt cheap, as well as the Amazon Basics thick maxi pads with wings. Those are just $356 a box. So if you could go to this wish list that is in the Twitch chat, and also on the in the show notes of the audio podcast, and get a couple packages of these, just add it to your Amazon cart and buy it. It's sent immediately to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EZ. A little bit more about tampons. There's some great tampon talk going on in the chat. Becca Shea says, Eric, when you put those in, you can't even feel it, so I can understand how you would forget. Okay. All right. Didn't know that. I thought that there's like an issue, like you can tell, like you feel like there's something that like you can tell that it's there, you know. Hold on, O'Neill. Maureen says, I love listening to Eric talk about women's periods and the products. She says it cracks her up. Well, it's not intended to be funny. I don't know what is your problem. Anyway. Stevie says it depends on what works for the individual person. Easy. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. A little bit more about ladies' feminine hygiene products. These are pretty pricey. The Playtex Sport Tampon Multi-Packs. We need 200. We only have six. They're 10 bucks a pop. And then the talk of the town, Eco Blossoms reusable menstrual cups. It is known as a period cup. If you look here, so this deal here, it's made of like a silicone and it's flexible and you squeeze it together. And then you stick it right inside of the vagina. And then the shape of it, you see how this little bulb is here at the end? That kind of sticks out, I think. Or if it doesn't stick out, that's where you kind of are able to grab it and get it out when it is full of period juice. So then you remove the period juice filled silicone cup and you do whatever you want to do with that. I'm assuming most will deposit it where it needs to be deposited in. I don't want to be gross here. I would never dream about doing that, but there are people that utilize that material in recipes. Hippies do that. Bob with a horrible comment. Full of chunky period sludge is what he writes. So that's disgusting. Darla, quit. Hey, honey, stop. You know I can't handle that. Man Bun Chris says, remember last year when you likened them to a horse trough and a bucket of blood? I think I might have done that this year. From what I'm understanding, according to Josh, the period cups are deeply discounted. I think he's being silly there because they look to be the same price. They're $15.99 a box. So we need a lot of these products. And in fact, there have been zero purchases. No, I take it back. There's plenty more purchases. They're just rolling in right now because I see that the panty liners have now jumped up to 17 and the Amazon Basics thick maxi pads for heavy flow has shot up to 11. So keep buying these things. I want to have all, look at needs 150, needs 150, needs 150, needs 200, has six, needs 50, has two. We're a long ways away. Now, we are 1 month and 5 days away from this, but I want in front of Irvine's, I barely want to be able to see the building because there's going to be 225 boxes of Christmas meals. There's going to be all the bags of pet food. There's going to be 225 bushels of apples or bags of apples. And there's going to be all of these period products, 450, 650, 700 boxes and containers and packages of period products, all to be given away. So it's extremely important that you do this. Please don't get the impression that, oh, someone else is going to do it. No, it doesn't go that way. I need everybody in the audience, whether you're in the chat, on the live stream, or later on when you listen. And I'm going to keep talking about it up until we meet this goal. Just throw a few bucks in our virtual hat that we pass around. And no amount is too little. I appreciate you so much. You're such a wonderful group. We have 11 of you now that are doing this. And you're all wonderful, whether you give or not. Some of you just can't do it. I get it. As they say in the fundraising world, they say, if you cannot give, can you please pray? Pray for us. And
Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. Secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature.
If you want to pray for us, I suggest you pray that you will give at least $5. If you go with pray, hey, I'm really praying. We will only accept prayers if there is $5 attached. If you cannot, okay, so you give $5 and then you must say a prayer. And it doesn't have to be grandiose. Just say, pray for Mike Ball and getting all this shit from Meyer. Amen. Whatever. Whatever the prayer is. Pray that we don't run out of hot cocoa on the day. Pray for good weather. Actually, I like it when it snows for great food giveaway. If you can't, then you can just show up day of event. Some of you are just going to stand around and drink, and I don't care what you do. The more, the merrier. The larger the group of audience members we have there, the better this is going to be. So on Tuesday, December 23rd, show up. We're going to start packaging all of the food and boxing it up and getting all the period products ready at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, December 23rd at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. The cars will already be there. And then by the time we get started at 3 p.m., there'll be 225 cars. It'll be more than a mile long. You've got to see this. It's incredible. I just reached out to my friends at Fox 17. I'm going to be on there, hopefully. I haven't heard back. I don't think I have alienated the folks at Fox 17. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, you must log your prayer hours and send that in. This is true. Skip writes, do some easy math. How much each member give in one way or another to get our approximate goal? Well, it's tricky, Skip, because, you know, you have 1,200 people that are subscribed on Twitch, but only a fraction of that get this show live. And then you take the people that listen to it later on the audio podcast. That's the lion's share of listeners. Maureen says, you must get that beautiful Christmas sweater out to wear on TV. Funny you should mention that, because I think I need a different one, because I've worn... Darla! I've worn the same one like 3 times. I just added a Christmas sweater to my, you know, like your family wish list. Do you have a family wish list? We fill out the things that we want, and I just added this to my list. It is, in fact, a Christmas sweater. And if you're listening to the audio podcast, you can click on the link and it'll take you to this. But I'm going to describe it for you. The sweater is typical ugly sweater style, but it's majestic in scope because it is a green-eyed, brown, tabby cat with a heater in its mouth and the word Marlboro underneath it. And I would like to have it before Christmas from my family members, but I don't think that's a good idea, because if I get it before Christmas, there's a chance I might wear it on Fox 17. So I don't think it's, I guess my point is, I don't think it's a great idea for me to wear this on TV because they're pretty, you know, if I think that they might get ticked off if I wear that. But I still need it just to wear whenever I go somewhere. That's a great sweater to wear. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, I'm going to need that cat sweater. Do you want to be cat sweater, smoking cat sweater buddies? Because you can have this in like a day and a half. I just posted the link for you, Bread Bull Brain Chris, so that you can get that same sweater. That's an outstanding sweater, and it's like $40. I just sent you the link so you can check it out. A lot of fun cat sweaters. I think a cat with a Marlboro in his mouth looking pissed off is essential attire because cats look pissed off more often than dogs do. Like you can have a cat that's in a perfectly great mood and it still looks like he's going to beat your ass. So I love that. That's why I love cats. Bob says, yeah, if it didn't say Marlboro, you could probably wear it. The branding is the issue. All right, so there you go. That's on my Christmas list. I also put on the list yesterday I put the Bring Back Bullying hoodie. And Jackie said she calls getting me that. I have in my cease and desist that I got from a nameless, faceless wife of a world famous announcer, radio announcer. That was part of the cease and desist that I support bullying. And I don't, but I support wearing that hoodie. So that's how I feel about that. And then some might be like, well, then that you really do support bullying. And it's like, well, no, it's a joke because no one on the planet really supports bullying. That's the joke. So that's okay. If you're talking about it, that is always money in my pocket. I will never be in a bad spot if people are talking about your old pal, EZ. So thank you. Alan says, are you not allowed to talk to Coleman? I am allowed to talk to Coleman because I have the United States Constitution. That would be crazy to suggest that I am not allowed to talk to someone. But I am sure that there is a nameless, faceless person that exists in the world today that is married to a famous radio star who would very much like me to not talk to Coleman. That's all I can say about this. There are a couple of things that are bubbling under about all of this that on another day I may be able to talk about. But I am just waiting for approval from the board to be able to discuss what I'd really like to talk with you about. And you're like, EZ, you're totally blue-balling us. I know I am. But this is another reason why you need to always listen to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Because you never know when it's going to hit. Darla, what are you doing over there, baby dog? Bread Bull Brain Chris says, you're spelling it wrong. It's C-O-A-L-M-A-N. Coleman. Coleman. I love that guy. Salt of the earth. Wonderful human being. I think I need Coleman and his clan to join me at Pinball Land. At the next, I said to him, I go, you and the kids are going to love this. And he goes, yeah. I go, let's do it. We're going to schedule another pinball event. And you, Lisa, the kids, Matt H., his lovely better half, Nicole, and their kids, you can be part of the group. I do know that there is someone in Coleman's life, good or bad, who is not happy when the moment that I just described to you that is going to happen happens. That is a fact. You're like, Easy, you're being totally vague. Well, I have to. I have to. Great question, though, Alan. Are you not allowed to talk to Coleman? You got to spell it right. C-O-A-L-M-A-N. Thank you. This all reminds me, I have a Big Fraud Wednesday kicking off tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern. Ben Glaze and myself, each week, we review one of America's top morning radio shows. Heard in small markets all across the United States, the world-famous Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. Now, in another life, I built that show from the ground up, complete with me getting the trademark for the logo, all those things. And then, at one point in time, I was asked to leave. I had zero friends, and that was it. We hate you. Fuck you. You're gone. All right. No problem. It's time for you to fly anyway. Fly out of the nest. Fly, be free. You can do it. And boy, have they. A lot of small-town program directors all across the United States have the amazing Free Beer and Hot Wing Show, and that is incredible. Man Bun Chris says, all right, Tony Gates, I built this station, baby. Well, yeah, Tony swung his dick at me, so I figure it's time for me to swing my dick. So when it comes to dick swinging, there's no one better. Anyway, the show has definitely morphed into like this, the weird thing that you can hear now on any given day. Bob says, if you own the trademark, wouldn't that make it yours, not theirs? No. It was a rather thick document when I sold my stake in that company to the other two that are in that that gig, that LLC. I sold my stake in that show to them. And I relinquished all rights and trademarks heretofore. Now, the episode 78 that we are building right now for Who Are These Free Beers with Ben Glaze and myself is going to feature several highlighted moments, including Free Beer really digging deep on the sports details once again. If there is any story involving a figure in sports, this is a new thing. Well, actually, it's an old thing, but I just started keeping track of it. In this particular case, it's some basketball player nobody's heard of who had so much fucking money, he bought an island. When the story starts, rather than just starting with that, Greg has to give you all of the details of this guy, you know, where he went to high school, what his favorite meal was, what schools were interested in when he went to college, what college he went to, his statistics in college, and where he went in the NBA. He always goes so deep on the details. We don't know why, but it's fantastic. So Greg flexing his sport muscles is the latest trend that we have dipped into on Who Are These Free Beers? And show number 78 kicks off on Patreon tomorrow. You should sign up for Patreon for 7 days free to get that show and to check out any of the 77 others. It is a 1 week trial. You won't be able to listen to all of them. There's not enough time. Plus thousands of other episodes that I have available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, that have nothing to do with free beer and hot wings. That is the big thing that people say about me and the things that I do. I have two platforms. Hold on. Darla, honey, please. I have the Twitch live stream right here. I have the audio podcast, which you can download from any. I'm on all of them. And then Patreon, a totally different platform, thousands of other episodes. Yeah, easy. All you talk about is that you idiot. Like I said, 78 episodes. There are thousands more at patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Jeremy K says the Dude Shadoway Library is on Patreon. Yes, it is. If you don't want the Patreon, but you want the Dude Shadoway, you can buy his entire catalog that I have available, which is about 50 episodes of it. For $25, you can buy it all. And then you just pay once. So try the 7 days free on Patreon and then sign up for either $5 a month or $10 a month. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is audio, video, live streams, participation on the show Zoom. All there for you. And if you really want to go the best route, pay for one full year. And I'll save you 10% on your yearly subscription. Man Bun Chris says, cannot forget the short-lived Who Are These Steve and Kyles and the Who Are These Justins. Corn Pops here. He says, oh my God, I forgot about Dude Shadoway. Well, you need to go to patreon.com/Eric Zane, sign up for 7 days free, and check it out. Be my guest. You have 7 days. If you cancel it before the 7 days, you won't be charged. If you don't, you'll be charged. But there you go. Man Bun Chris says you got to do the year sub. It's $10, or it's well worth it. So if you go with $120 for the year, it's $108. $60 is $54. Let's see. I got numerous people talking about great Dude Shadoway moments. The Dude and Troy Aikman, the Dude and Steven Seagal, the Dude and Swamp Master. I don't know who Swamp Master is. The Dude and Ron Artest. I'll tell you what, I'm going to kick people out of this stream right now, and then we'll go and play a Dude Shadoway bit for you. Okay, how does that sound? Thank you to the audience on Facebook, on Instagram, on Kick, and on YouTube. But I'm kicking you out. Thank you so much for being here. The rest of the show is on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. All right. All right, Chad, it's time to start cooking for my mom. Talk to you later. Glad you were here. I know your schedule is a little wonky these days, Jeremy K. So what Dude Shadoway should I play for you? I'm going to go with the Dude and Paul Anka. Let me start it over. Here we go. What is my problem?
Got Dude with Paul Anka. Of course, he's actually doing this to promote the album.
Yeah, that way at first we hated, and now we like.
Yeah, actually, I really like the album now.
Actually.
I listened to it like three times.
Then I'm sick of it. You.
But this, we pick it up. Again, I'm acting the part of the producer for Dude
Shadoway.
You're
a great producer for Dude,
I'm very good.
Dude,
here
Dude,
it is.
Dude loves you.
Dude Shadoway, latest. Hello?
Dude or Eric?
This is Eric.
Eric, Paul Anka.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Good. I'm going to patch you into Dude Shadaway real shortly here, okay?
Is he on live?
He is.
Okay.
Thanks a bunch for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you.
I'm going to transfer you in. You'll hear the buttons getting pressed, and then you'll be on, okay?
Been there before.
All righty.
So you can look forward to an interview with the guy who played out.
So all of that, I can't play this in its entirety without discussing it. So this is kind of like the behind the music version. We're all in the room. Freebird hits those tones to somehow make whoever's on the line think that the call's being transferred, but it's not. It's just me sitting there. Now you have to understand. I'm there, and across from me is where Hot Wings would be sitting. Now, he is in the room, but he's under the counter. And then while I'm seated there, I'll see his hand come up like Thing from the Addams Family with a note, and that's a joke. So I reach over, grab the joke. He's writing me jokes. So because I'm coming up with them, and then Hot Wings is coming up with them. Together, see, Hot Wings did actually contribute in the Dude, and this is proof that there is actually, hard to believe, something that he has a skill for, because his jokes were funny.
Robot from Lost in Space coming up in the interview hour in just a few minutes. Also, trivia contest right here in Power Stereo FM with the Dude. But right now, join us up here in the playpen. Hot performer, join us up here on the live line.
Stevie asked, why under the desk? Because he was laughing so hard that he needed to go, in any way stifle his laughter. If he was in the room, if he was staring at me, he'd be laughing. He couldn't work. So he'd be sitting on the carpet, laughing, somewhat controlled, and still writing jokes.
Got a hit new record coming out. Looking forward to that. Please welcome to the playpen the one and only Paul Anka.
Hey, Dude. Paul Anka, reporting for duty. Dude.
You in the Marines there, Paul?
Hey, dude, I'm in New York. Same thing.
He's a military man reporting for duty.
Yeah.
Paul Anka.
How you doing, dude?
We're doing great up here in the playpen. Say, give a shout-out to all the big Paul fans out there.
Hey, I'm on the playpen with the Dude Man. How y'all doing out there? Dude.
Well, of course, we remember you. You got that big hit record that just hit in the airwaves. We checked it out in the office just the other day, Paul.
Yeah.
It was unique.
He's getting suspicious.
Yeah, we got that rock swings going with the great rock hits and a lot of good arrangements.
Now, who are your early inspirations, Paul?
I started years ago, loved Elvis Presley, a lot of rhythm and blues stuff, Fats Domino, Little Richard, and then I evolved into Frank Sinatra.
Power Stereo FM with the Dude up here in the playpen with legendary singer Paul Kankel. How hard was it to write all the songs on your new album?
It was very hard because I didn't write them.
By the way, come again?
I said it was very hard because I didn't write them.
Well, who wrote them for you then?
They're all great rock bands, a lot of great artists, you know, from the...
Like who?
Van Halen.
Never heard of him.
Michael Jackson. Well, I'll get one you know. Let me see. You know Michael Jackson?
Spell it.
J-A-K-K-S-O-O-U-I-N.
Now he knows I'm screwing with him, so...
On the line with Paul Jackson.
You got it.
Is he the wide receiver, Michael Jackson?
Yeah, he is. He's 6'5", and he never misses a ball.
Power Stereo FM with the Dude. I appear in the playpen. Well, now, we also remember you back when you started out that hot rocking band with that hit song, Man Eater.
Right.
Talk a little bit about your time with Paul and Oates.
Well, it was pretty cool. I didn't like him too much. He was always in and out of bed getting in trouble.
Christ.
Joe.
Dude.
Are you saying he was like a sleepy fellow?
Couldn't get him out of bed. He got carried away with everything.
Power Stereo FM with the Dude. I appear in the playpen. with Paul Shanker.
Yes.
Talk a little.
I want you to spell that.
Say, come again?
Spell that.
Spell that. T-H-A-T.
E-R.
That.
U-R.
Well, damn it. What are you talking about?
Same thing you are. Nothing.
I have no idea what your problem is.
And you wouldn't. And when you find yourself, you're going to be real disappointed.
Of course, you got that big hit, Put Your Head on My Boner.
No, Put Your Legs on My Shoulder.
What was the inspiration for Put Your Head on My Boner?
Well, it kind of speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Well, we can't thank you enough for the time.
Well, thank you, dude. It's been real stimulating at this hour.
He's eating right now.
Don't interrupt me again.
I promise I will.
The one and only Paul Shankle.
You got it. Power yourself, dude.
Power Stereo FM.
Power yourself into your playpen now.
Shut your mouth.
Shut up, Lord. Bye.
On my shoulder. What just happened?
He told dude up yours.
You noticed Joe, that was right when Joe started. So we're thinking, I don't know, 05, that became a thing. And you could hear Joe, he had this weird type of like cackle laugh. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.